Welcome this beautiful wintry evening to Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank, and glad to have you aboard for the second hour of Fearless Radio, brought to you by the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our objective here is not to point out the problems, but to bring forward the solutions that we might all in the future that we have to bear take advantage of the opportunity to turn disasters into adventures and be one with each other and support each other and care and become true Americans again. Folks, in the last hour, we talked about the four steps in preparedness. And one of the things that we were talking about is everyone needs to start everything all at once. We don't have time to take one issue and become an expert on it. That's why we put the Fearless Task Force together. The objective is to be ready for emergencies, things like cold weather and that type of thing. You heard Jim and I talk about it in the earlier programs. And it's extremely important that you start now. I know a lot of you have already gone down the worksheet. We've started getting out the new worksheets to those of you who had requested them. If we've missed any of you, give us a call again and or get on the website and leave us an e-message. The phone number 800-409-5633, and the email is steve@efoodsdirect.com. The website for the food, which is the basis for all of your preparations and things, is efoodsdirect.com. And get on there. We'll get you whatever information you need. But get going at the food. Get going at the indebtedness. Folks, I can't emphasize strongly enough. You might want to call in and be scheduled for one of our little meetings that we have. We have them right on the telephone. So whether you're computer savvy or not, you can join us and we'll get you updates on what's going on. And also, one of the things that's absolutely fascinating some of the things that are fascinating are what people are experiencing with trying to deal with their non-collateralized debt and their mortgages. The stories that we're getting are just absolutely unbelievable, and we'll be sharing some of those with you. But at the same time, immediately address your debt situation, whether you're in trouble or not. This is not for people that are in trouble right now necessarily. It's for everybody, anybody that's paying on a mortgage, anybody that is paying on credit cards or non-collateralized debt, anyone, please give us a call. I'll bet you a quarter, $100, whatever you want to bet me, that this team of people that the Fearless Task Force has put together, they're not us. They are professionals that have concentrated in all of these areas. I'm betting you that they can save you hundreds, probably thousands of dollars, a lot of time on the payment schedule, and most important, get you completely out of debt so that that terrible, terrible threat of debt crime is not being held over your head. We must become free Americans. And at the same time you do those other three things, please start looking at your health issues. There is something that you can do. There's somebody in this country, and between you and the task force, we can find somebody that can help. It's unbelievable the stories that I'm getting back from Bill Shank and his team. That's not part of my family. Oddly enough, he has my dad's first name. But anyway, the fact is that Wendy Wilson is working with the team. We can address all these issues, but you got to call us and give us a chance to help you. I'll see you on the other side of this break, and we'll talk about more of this stuff in just a couple of minutes.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We are back, my friends. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and the Fearless Task Force. We had started out earlier with Jim Phillips on with me. He had to take care of a family issue. And I was just telling you just a little bit earlier that as of Tuesday, you can call in to the 800 number that I gave you, which is different than the regular call-in number, and get some of the information on the debt relief program that the task force is helping people with. And like I say, it's not us that does it. It's people that really know what they're doing, people that are not part of the established, I guess, financial terrorists out there that are just wreaking havoc upon the families that have been keeping their debt structure intact for years. And now the interest rates and the penalties and things like that are just absolutely unheard of. The other thing that we're going to be discussing on that recorded message, you'll hear my droning voice come in there and say, hey, welcome to J. Michael Stevens Group, Eras Radio, and the debt program. And you'll be given the opportunity to push one or two, whichever area of interest that you have, and you can listen down through, and we'll tell you a little bit what the debt thing is about, what the food is about, what the other programs are about, and in various areas. And then we'll also give you, listen carefully before you do anything on any of these areas, the food, the health, the debt relief. Before you do anything with some of these folks that are advertising out there, contact us. And we'll tell you what to look out for, what to be careful of, what the absolute no-nos are. We'll also tell you when you're dealing with a legitimate organization that is honestly providing you the service that you need. Anyway, but again, the phone number is 800-409-5633. For the emergency preparedness stuff that you're working with Jim is 435-462-3417. Those of you that have called in and asked for information before that have not responded, it's not because we aren't going to. It's just because we have been developing systems to handle the huge number of people. We knew that people were aware of what was going on and having difficulties, but we had no idea the magnitude of response we were going to get. We are going to get to every one of you. Those of you that don't have computers, we'll send out packets on the debt thing. You can fill them out, no charge, get your programs back, and like this one family, save your hundreds of thousands of dollars, cut your payment time in half. And the response that I'm getting is, golly, I wish that these folks had been around, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Well, they weren't, but we are now, and we're here to help. Anyway. Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, guys, is as we go through and work with families in every phase of this, remember the fact that many of you are saying, you've heard me talk about the food issue, and the vast majority of almost every family that calls in wanting to put in a supply of food year, 2, 3 years, whatever they're doing, tells me the same story. The rest of my family thinks I'm nuts. I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm not, you know, they think that things are crazy that I'm trying to do. My wife, my husband, my kids, my parents, everybody. The fascinating thing that I've seen here over the last couple of weeks since we've been working with you on the debt issues is the fact that as you call in and as we direct you to some of our folks that are working here with us to get you through your paperwork and get you handled and make sure that everything that you need is taken care of so that you can see what can be done for you. I'm also getting a tremendous number of families that before the one that was working on the food, now as a result of getting the debt issues handled, their mate or their other members of their families are getting involved with the debt thing and saying, well, wait a minute, if you found a way to save us thousands and thousands of dollars in payoff and years of time and get this tremendous burden of debt taken care of, well, maybe you're not so dumb with regard to the food. Let's take a look at that. We have ended up with more families ordering food as a result of the task force working with folks on the debt issues than we ever had just the food issues by themselves. It's just amazing. The last 2 weeks have been absolutely a flood of activity. Anyway. The fact is that we're in a situation right now where there isn't a single problem that we're facing for the future or that families are facing right now, whether it's financial, whether it's putting in the emergency food supplies, or whether it's taking care of the health issues that have been of concern. Got to realize that anything for which you are dependent, anything for which you are dependent is going to be of concern from the standpoint of if you're dependent, you are obligated and you are in bondage to that organization or that individual for which you are dependent. And remember the little slogan that we talked about several times. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. If you keep repeating that to yourself, you're going to be in a situation where maybe you can look around and say, gee whiz, all of this stuff that's being done to me, I can remove from the control of those who are doing it to me and put it into hands that I trust, my own. That's the objective. when we get to talking about the issues of health and the problems that so many of us have in this country, we know that the conventional medical ways are not the ways that are going to get the job done. Chemotherapy, we've got some examples right here in our own families that work with the task force. It's not the effective tool that we need it to be. And the thing that we don't want to do here at the task force, I know that there's some real stinkers out there messing with your debt issues and causing you problems. We're going to try and give you some warnings about that. There's some real stinkers out there putting real trash into the food supply programs that you're ordering, and we're going to give you some warnings about that. But we don't want to attack any systems. We know that there are thousands and thousands of good people in the conventional medical professions that are sincerely trying to help. They just don't know how, because of the education and training that Jim talks about. They don't have it. They have one way of doing it, and it's not the way that seems to work. And so our objective here is what your objectives need to be. You need to take these four areas and realize that you need to start on all of them all at once. If you have health issues, start doing some research. Give us a call. Give us a call, and we'll direct you to people that may be able to give you a little different perspective on what's going on. If we can help each other. Now, the other thing that I want to discuss with you guys, I keep giving you my phone number for the Fearless Task Force. It was started out by the J. Michael Stevens Group. You know us from the food thing. And we keep saying, hey, give us a call if we can help you. Well, you can help us. Eventually, this is going to turn in with the capability we have. And another thing, I gotta mention this before I get away from it. One of the things that we're going to be doing, as you call in, and as you write in, and as you email us, if we can't respond to your phone call immediately or your email, what we will do is we will send you back out a phone call that says, contact us, or we will direct you to a telephone meeting. Okay? The call would come something like this. This is Steve Shank. I'm working with the debt reduction program. You asked for some information. We are having a telephone meeting tonight at 7 o'clock Central or whatever the time is. I'll give you the phone number and a code number to get into it. You can join with us in that meeting, and we will give you the background, and we will give you the orientation on the debt program or on the food program, so that we don't have to try and chase you down to get a hold of you to get whatever information you have. You can ask us right on that thing, on that telephone meeting. We might have 20 or 30 people that we're dealing with. It saves us here at the co-op having to try and contact you and contact you and contact you to get you the information that you've requested. And with regard to email, yes, we can fire you out some links. That's great. But those of you that are just calling in, go ahead and call in. But when you have a message on your recorder from us, respond accordingly to it. Attend those meetings, and we'll get you the information. We do nothing here to trap you into a sales situation where we're trying to get a hold of your phone number and hound you. Our objective solely, when we do an automatic, is just to save the time and the effort and the money of having 50 or 60 people on the telephones calling you back. We do it at an automatic dialer, and then you contact us, and we'll help you every way we can. And I'll see you on the other side of this break.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. On the other side of the break, coming up to the bottom of the hour. Thomas, I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Okay. Glenn was trying to call in, and he couldn't get through. Is there anything wrong with the 800 number? Oh, you got him on? Okay. Sounds good. Okay, listeners, back to you. We're just dealing with some technical issues here. What we were talking about earlier was the importance of getting everything going all at once with regard to your with all of your planning. I'd like to bring up a man that I just met just a couple weeks ago. He's working with us on the debt relief program, and his name is Glenn McBride. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Steve. Hello.
Wonderful. Glad to have you aboard. Glenn had called in on the program that we had two Sundays ago. I think some of you remember we were talking about the issue of it had just occurred to us that the debt issue in this country is the most threatening issue that we have to families and their freedom that we could possibly imagine. It's the most threatening issue that we have facing families right now, and Glenn had called in. Glenn, you're a disabled vet, and you're now working with us a little bit on this program. thinking and why did you call in initially?
Well, I know about the eFoods Direct program, and I had originally called in for storable food, and you had basically touched a nerve with the credit control issues, and you had asked if there were any disabled veterans out there that were willing to help with the program or needed the program, that we should give you a call. And I did, and I like the response I get, and I've been trying to help as much as I can in a limited way, and I'm just trying to see how the program works out.
Well, the main thing, you told me a little bit about your situation and how you had gone to war with some of these issues that with regard to your education, your student loans, which should have been forgiven. And folks, I'd like to have Glenn without going into a lot of personal stuff, but just give you an idea of what's happening, and this. This relates in a little bit different way. I want to relate it in a way that says, okay, we are dealing with the financial institutions, with the governmental organizations and things, with the bureaucracy that states policies, and this is one of the reasons that we have a lot of our veterans in serious trouble and a lot of just the regular citizenry in serious trouble. Glenn, just briefly go through what you told me about the wars that you've been through just to get your benefits and some of the help you've done to some other veterans.
Well, I know your time is limited, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to put everything within a framework and use myself as an example. If you're a veteran and you're having problems with the Department of Veterans Affairs or anything along those lines, I'll give out my personal information, but what I'd like to get across to you is if you're a disabled veteran, you have any questions about veterans benefits, business, Executive Order 13360, Chapter 31, non-connected service pension, service-connected pensions, anything like that, I'm here to help you. This is not specific to the radio show. If you have any problems whatsoever, feel free to contact me. Now, for those that are disabled veterans who are leery of getting involved in a program like this, keep in mind you can create your own business at the state level. You can fill out an SS-4 form with the IRS over the Internet. You can be issued a business Social Security number, for lack of a better word, that will create a buffer between yourself, your pension, the VA, and whatever income you make. When you create that company, you place your spouse or a family member as a board member of that organization, and therefore the VA will have no problems with threatening your benefits or taking away anything from you that you have earned. So let's have some comments on that, maybe, and see where we go from there. Is that the question that you would basically ask, Steve?
That's exactly what I'm after. I know that the veterans out there, the disabled guys, and some of them that are not necessarily all that disabled, are running into the kind of red tape that a lot of the other folks are running into, dealing with financial organizations and the system as such. Again, we're not interested here in creating problems or pointing out problems. We are just solely interested in solutions. And when I met Glenn, we have had, you know, several relatively long conversations with regard to what he's been through. And what I'd like to see, I've talked to about four different veterans that have called in concerned about their benefits. If they work with us, sharing this with other veterans and anyone else with regard to the debt reduction program, and also they're concerned about how they go about dealing with the debt structure that they have. A lot of veterans, Glenn, I believe, have serious debt issues with regard to some of the consumer debts. I know that a lot of families that presently active service personnel are, they're overseas, their wives are here dealing with rampant inflation, dealing with credit card issues, getting into more and more serious problems, having a hard time paying what they're paying. Now, we're not able to be a relief organization if there's no income at all. We can't do anything, except those who choose to work with us can make an income. But from what you know of the folks in active service, I'd like to have you kind of relate to what's happening. You were active for a while before you became disabled, and you're no longer active duty. But what are these guys dealing with? I don't relate to it well, but I'm sure you can. And speak to those folks that have their loved ones on active duties that are trying to deal with their financial issues here at home.
Well, let me give a quick synopsis of my situation. Back in the 80s, I had chosen to go to college, and right about that time, I was in school, and the Gulf War, the first foray into silliness, back in 1990 and 1991, I volunteered to go there, and when I came back, I was sick, I was injured, and I was unable to pay for my student loans, I was unable to go to college, and I was unable to work to pay off the loans. That created basically a cascade effect, put me behind the eight ball for quite some time. And I was declared or deemed totally and permanently disabled due to multiple medical and psychological issues stemming from my service. I was declared totally and permanently disabled by the Department of Veterans Affairs. I went to the Student Loan Agency, the Department of Education, and explained to them that I am totally and permanently disabled, and that my student loans should be forgiven due to the law that are in effect regarding that. And they basically said, we don't recognize Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, for active duty personnel, if they are deployed and their wives, as you said, are home, they're living on base, they have off-base housing, BEQ quarters, something like that. As you said, the inflation, medical bills, now some guys are deployed two or maybe even three times. They've been over there 2.5, 3 years. How could you possibly maintain your credit when you've been overseas for 3 years and then you add on top of that a family with children? This is an absolute impossible situation. This cannot be done. So these soldiers that are over there that are deployed, they're getting deeper into the hole, and at some point, I believe I had seen a news release where the Pentagon was stopping redeployment of people whose credit had gone into, you know, dire straits because they were considered a security risk. And if the Department of Defense is dealing with this, then it has to be an absolute, you know, critical mass situation.
Let's revisit that, Glenn. They were not deploying them because they were considered a security risk because of the indebtedness that had been incurred as a result of them being deployed. Is there something a little bit fuzzy, folks, about that picture? And if our military people who have the we've got more music coming up here. Hold that thought, Glenn, till we get to the other side. But we need to gnaw on this one real good.
Okay.
Going on?
Hey, Steve, I'm here. I'm talking to somebody here, but I am here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. A
rose has long been a symbol of love and beauty. It has been immortalized in the art and literature of many cultures. It is to the flower world what gold is to the realm of precious metals. These two timeless symbols of richness and beauty have been perfectly combined in the gold rose we offer here at American Gold Rose, which has been carefully selected for beauty, preserved, and then dipped in a rich 24-karat gold for a lifetime of enjoyment. We have a large selection to choose from for your special someone. Plus, enjoy our special offer for the holiday. Order any two long-stem gold roses and receive a gold rose leaf free. And don't worry about wrapping. The magnificent gold roses we offer come in a beautiful gold or red presentation package. It's time for you to get a gold rose for the holiday. So just give us a call at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or visit our site at www.americangoldrose.com. American Gold Rose, your provider for a lifetime of enjoyment.
Okay, folks, we're back to you. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We have Glenn McBride on with us. He's working with the Fearless Task Force on the debt issues, and we were just discussing the question of the fact that the U.S. military is now considering not deploying service personnel overseas who are encumbered with indebtedness because of the fact that they consider them security risks. Now, if you recall two programs ago, folks, when we were talking about this issue of debt and how it is going to be viewed by the established system, I think we have here within the military framework the exact attitude that we're going to be seeing in the civilian population, where if people are encumbered severely with indebtedness, and at any point in time they default in any way, they will become security risks. Interesting parallel, because we know that as the national ID card is produced, there's some rumor, I guess, we need to leave it back at the rumor end of things, that they will be color-coded based on your financial status. If you are in good standing with your credit and everything, you get one color card. If you're questionable, you get another color card, all the way down to the point where you will not be allowed to travel or do anything because of the fact that you are considered a debt criminal. Glenn, let's go back to this issue again. I think it's absolutely unconscionable that these service personnel who are committed to going over there and doing what they're asked to do, notwithstanding what we all might think about the foolishness, are now being questioned for their security integrity because of the indebtedness incurred by them being there. Is that what we're really seeing?
I would have to say, I have to be perfectly honest, that when I came back from the war, I was actually shocked at the overall adversarial nature of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and by default, any agency that you deal with after that. It's amazing how quickly you can go from being the fair-haired hero to public enemy number one.
Yeah, and I guess that's the message. I know that we have gotten a message out and touched the hearts of some of the veterans out there, and the reason that Glenn and I are discussing these issues tonight is those of you who are veterans, disabled or otherwise, notwithstanding the attitude that's taken about your service history, we want to help. There are four areas, any way that we can. If you have questions, if you're concerned, if you are dealing with these debt issues, which are extremely severe, give us a call, and we will walk you through the things that you can do. Those of you, I've dealt with earlier a little gal that was military. She was disabled, and she had one of the diseases that part of the Gulf War syndrome thing, one of the many complex diseases that came from that. And the roof of her mouth had been virtually eaten away. She had a hole up there. And she was earning some income doing telephone work. And what she had to do was to take some chewing gum, a big wad of chewing gum, and she'd plug up the hole in the roof of her, in the hard palate of her mouth, so that the air didn't escape, so that she could talk. And then she'd suck on ice while she was on the telephone to keep that gum stiff enough so that it'd stay in there. And that was the types of things that veterans are doing to just survive are absolutely unconscionable in a country that asks for their service personnel to go and do these deployments. I guess maybe what I'm saying, folks, is if you are a veteran and if any of this rings for you, give us a call, 800-409-5633. If you're computer savvy, get on efoodsdirect.com. We'll be having some different websites available for you here in the next little bit. But get in touch with us. And Glenn is an expert from, they say that experts are developed two ways. One is through textbooks and learning. Others are from experience. And Glenn is, I've got to say, is an ultimate expert from the serious experience. But we are going to be setting up a team of folks that work strictly with veterans, in my opinion. I haven't talked to you about this yet, Glenn, but in my opinion, that's the direction we go. If we have a serious segment of our population that we can help, please, guys, give us a chance to try. And give us a call, give us some emails. And Glenn, go on a little bit in terms of what you think some of the vets that are able to work with computers and the phones and things like that can do with us, and also some of the ones that just want to maybe be clients and be helped with the debt issues. You know more about the debt situation that these folks are incurring than I do.
Well, first off, we have to thank Steve, because I've been listening to Republic Broadcasting for quite some time. Everybody has the song and dance. Steve is the only one so far that I have heard that not only says thank you for your service, but actually steps up to the plate and has something productive to offer. Now, again, whoever you are, if you're a veteran, you're sick, you have problems, you are not alone. You are not alone. Your family can turn their back on you. The VA can turn their back on you. With me and Steve, you are not alone. You have any questions, I don't care what they are. I don't care. I understand there are variables. I don't care if you're 0%. I don't care if you're not service-connected at all. I don't care if your claim is pending. If you are 100% total and permanent like myself, you have questions. There are benefits that are there. You have to access them, because if you don't, that makes it easier for the powers that be to put the kibosh on the guy coming down right after you. So let's everybody team up and get something done. Let's be productive. Steve, I'm interested in getting involved in this, because I think with the Freedom Financial Group people, I reviewed the form and I reviewed the program itself, and it looks like something that veterans who may even be deployed, it looks like something veterans who are deployed may be able to have access to, or at the very least their wives who are stateside on base who have internet access at the library may have access to as well. So,
and if they don't have internet access, Glenn, Babs and I have developed a little packet that we send out that can give them enough basic information as to how it works, so that they can at least submit their program, and have it evaluated and come up with their payoff. And folks, on any of this debt reduction thing, you don't pay anything more than you're paying right now. And there aren't fees connected with it. Any of the costs of doing it comes out of the savings that you gain that you would have lost in overcharged interest and that type of thing. The thing that I keep thinking is that, the veterans, that I've met, the guys that are disabled, and some of them that are, you know, that are still struggling to be allowed to get back into society, which is absolutely a pathetic commentary on this. I likened it, Glenn, in one of my conversations earlier, to the nation has become like a pack of dogs that as soon as one of them is down, they all turn and kill that one.
I would have to agree.
It's just absolutely, we have no national heritage. And, you know, just as a real quick aside and as a commentary, we have these folks, these celebrities and political people, the governor of our state here in Utah. And boy, I might be getting my butt into a real jam, folks, over this one. So if you have any negative commentary, just keep them to yourself. But all of this adopting of these kids overseas, and you hear the big news about these people wanting to go over and adopt somebody in a foreign country. Why in the hell don't we take care of our own? You're telling me that we don't have children that are being born into abject poverty in the United States of America, that we got to go find somebody else so that we can look politically correct? But you know what it's doing, Glenn? I just discovered what it's doing. And I, you know that I say I'm kind of slow and the lights don't come on very soon, but I figured out what it's doing. All of this movement to go out and solve the problems of children international type adoptions and things like that. What it's doing is watering down our country. They talk about a melting pot. Where is our tradition in this country? Where's the idea of Americans taking care of Americans? Guys and women that go overseas and fight the wars for whatever reason that dadgum fools want to have wars, and then they come back and they're treated like crap. And then we go over, ignore our own children that are screaming for getting out of abused situations. We leave them in foster homes where Sherry and I took over care of a little girl that had been in 13 different foster homes, and they keep giving her back to her mother that didn't want her, and all of this kind of garbage. Take care of our own. Where's that spirit? We've lost our nationalism. We've not lost the idea of being Americans by feeding on ourselves and taking the opportunity. Oh, geez, I could go on forever and everybody will be bored to death, but it really pisses me off.
Steve,
and I apologize for the language. But
that's okay. You could ask my wife, and I'm sure she would agree that when we watch television, I see people spending money on their dogs and spending money on their cars and spending money on their houses and their swimming pools and so forth. And every time I see that, I say to myself, don't forget, a sizable percentage of the homeless people in this country, a very sizable percentage, are veterans. Why
yeah.
is that? And what's happening to America being desensitized to the problems at home and focusing on things that are happening overseas that really don't affect us as a country? And as you said, bringing those problems over here, when you import millions of third world people, you know, what you get is a third world country.
Yeah.
And
the thing is I've got, you know, I know that your wife is from another country.
Yes.
And if you guys went over there from her background and got a baby and adopted the child, that would make some sense to me. But somebody that is in a situation over here in this country where they have no ties or no reason for going to another country other than just, I don't know what their reason is, but why can't we find a child here that is in just as bad a shape if they want to solve the problems of the world? Why not take care of American babies?
I absolutely agree.
It's stupid.
It all has to begin somewhere, and Steve, you're moving in the right direction. I believe it was Gandhi that said that whatever you wish to see in the world, become. Be what you wish to see in the world. And again, Steve, that's why I appreciate what you're doing, and I have a lot of respect for you because you're the first person that said, hey, if you're a veteran and you want to get involved in this, you know, come on in. You were the person that stepped up. Everybody else has a lot of lip service, and even guys that are veterans.
I'm not stepping up, Glenn. It just makes some sense. You think about it. Okay, how much intelligence and manpower and wisdom and experience do we have out there in men and women that have taken their courage in their hands and gone out there and done whatever they needed to do? I don't care if they were washing damn pots and pans. The fact is, you know, or if they were carrying a rifle or driving a tank or doing whatever. We got another stupid break coming up, and I'll be back on the other side with Glenn McBride. We'll talk to you in a minute, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Shank Fearless Radio. I've got Glenn McBride on the line with me tonight. We're talking about veterans and working with the getting out of debt issue for families and I guess I got into a little bit of a rant there, but if you think about it, folks, if you look at our disabled veterans and our veterans not necessarily all that disabled, you know, I wonder, Glenn, if any man or woman can be through what you folks have been through without being somehow affected to the extent that the average person would say there's a disability there just from the horrendous impact of what you guys have seen and experienced. Is that possible?
I would have to say this might be something of a joke, but in a way you're correct, because I often joke with people. I say, look, if you didn't have PTSD going in to deal with the VA, you'll have PTSD by the time you're done.
You got to tell folks what PTSD is.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is a psychological wound that occurs when you deal with situations that are essentially an insult to your morality, your conscience. This can occur when you do something or you take part in something that you may or may not believe at the time is correct or incorrect, but as time goes by, you discover the truth of these things. As the joke says, only the young can be sent to war, because anyone with any experience would refuse to do it. Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen from any number of things: train accidents, sexual assault. It affects your ability to function in society. It affects your ability to be around people, crowds. It affects your ability to function as a healthy member of a family. It has variable degrees as to what how much it affects you, but it's out there. Unfortunately, with September 11th, a lot of people may have picked up very mild post-traumatic stress disorder from witnessing the horrible events that happened there.
Yeah, let alone being a part of them.
Exactly.
We're running so close on time, folks. What I want to say is, with the tremendous manpower and woman power and talent and intelligence that's out there on IDLE, of the veterans, the disabled and non-disabled veterans, folks, think about this. Let's get you guys out of debt. Come and work with us. Those of you that want to work with us and build income, there's good income here, and it doesn't take it out of anybody's pocket. And if we can put together a force, a division of veterans that Glenn can work with, I believe that we can touch families in such a way that not only can they get rid of their hassles financially and get on an even keel, whether they're presently deployed or not, but also let's get some income coming in as a result of helping others help each other, and like America has always done, let's pick our own selves up by our dadgum bootstraps. And remember this one concept, folks. Remember this and burn it into your soul. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.
Good night, all.
Thanks for listening. Good night, folks. See you, Glenn.
Goodbye.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.